and online at mscnews.net and the Land Radio.
Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports boosters. Now we head to the court for the action.
And welcome to Holton High School. It is the latter part of the fall season tonight. In fact, it's senior night here at Holton as the Wildcats prepare to host the Sabetha Blue Jays and the Hiawatha Redhawks in a big seven-league triangular. Welcome to our broadcast along with studio engineer Colin Feldkamp. I'm Justin Fluke, joined by Jared Sleppy. Our first match tonight will be the host Holton taking on the Sabetha Blue Jays. Then we'll have Sabetha against Hiawatha in our second matchup, with the final match tonight showcasing Holton versus Hiawatha. Jared, you've seen quite a bit of volleyball this season and kind of got a feel for things, but no doubt about it, you look at the schedule and there's not many games left for these teams. It's only about a week or two in the regular season, so definitely that time of year when I know coaches expect their teams to be peaking, having some kinks worked out, and really starting to put some of their best ball of the season together here in these last couple weeks.
Absolutely. Take a look at the standings. You see Nemaha Central really starting to separate themselves, 29-1, about the number one team in Class 2A. Teams are starting to really separate themselves in the standings, and regionals are going to be next Saturday, so we'll be here before we know it.
Hiawatha, no doubt a favorite coming into tonight, as Jared mentioned, but Hiawatha 21-5. Sabetha's record is 17-12. And the Holton Wildcats, who have a home court advantage, plus the senior night incentive, and it's pink out night here as well at Holton High School. The Wildcats, though, the underdogs, they came in just under 500. Holton's win loss is 12 victories against 15 defeats so far this season. So again, it'll be Holton and Sabetha in our first matchup of the evening. Holton and Sabetha played, well, for Holton anyway, it was their first match of the season, and it went the distance three sets. It was Sabetha coming out victorious 2-1 against Holton all the way back on August the 30th, and that's the only time these two teams have played. So interesting to see how the teams have improved and stack up in a second and final meeting. Maybe not final this season, as these teams will all be in the Sabetha Invitational Volleyball Tournament, which is coming up this Saturday. Holton against Hiawatha has lost their one matchup this year as well, with Hiawatha winning 2-0, and that was just the last week. Meanwhile, Sabetha against Hiawatha played a couple times, with Hiawatha beating Sabetha twice and in three sets each matchup. So Sabetha and Hiawatha have gone three sets. Holton and Sabetha have gone three sets. Could be a long night of volleyball, but for us, Mr. Sleppy, we're hoping it's some competitive and good volleyball here at Holton tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Talking about the Holton-Sabetha matchup we're going to see first here, you mentioned the first matchup was all the way back, and I say that lightly because it's been a fast season, on August 30th. So these are two completely different teams. It'll be very interesting to see how this one shapes out, because it was a competitive matchup in their first time through.
One other thing to note is that these teams are jockeying for a bit of positioning still in sub-state with the end of the regular season. Of course, looms the postseason, and right now Hiawatha would be the number 2 seed and Sabetha would be the number 4 seed in the 3A substate, which is hosted by the number 1 team in the state, Nemaha Central. But I think both Hiawatha and Sabetha would prefer to be like the 2 and 3 seeds, maybe not have to face their league opponent, Nemaha Central, the top team in the state, until a potential substate championship game. So that looms big for these teams needing wins to maybe get the 2 and 3 spots in that 3A substate. Of course, Holton is Class 4A, so they won't see these teams again in the postseason. Holton will be seeded as they do for Classes 4A and above. Let's take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll get you the starting lineups to get set for Big 7 League Volleyball. Our first matchup is Holton and Sabetha, and it's on the way here on your local sports authority, KNZA.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash. Located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sebeva. Open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has three wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sebeva. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
This is Kansaland Country.
Welcome back with studio engineer Colin Feldkamp. I'm Justin Fluke, joined by Jared Sleppy. We're ready for some Big 7 League volleyball. Sebeva will be on the near side of the court in their navy blues. The Lady Blue Jays are coached by Abby Stevie. It was just a few years ago that Sebeva qualified for state, made a phenomenal run there in Hutchinson. Fulton Wildcats on the far side of the court. They have their pink top jerseys on, as we mentioned, with the pink out night. Crystal Bontrager, former assistant, now the head coach in her first season in charge of the Holton Lady Wildcats on the far side. Sebeva's Alexia Hayden will start out with the serving. Holton has Rin Dieters, Elizabeth Schuster, and their setter Grace Etzel on the front row. Their liberos Cora Miller on the back, along with Timber Wilson and Kaya Taylor. Which is the Sebeva starters in a moment as Alexia Hayden puts this in play. Wilson with the bump. Here's a set by Etzel, and Schuster winds up. Dug out of there by the Blue Jays, who will back set it to the right side. A hit here by Hallie Scobie is down and in, and the Blue Jays win the first point on a spike by Scobie.
That was a nice little backward pass. It was executed perfectly, and Scobie finishes off.
Another serve for Hayden. Mary Lukert, Aubrey Schmelsley, Jessica Gruber, and Aaron Bolt. Those are the other starters. Here's a block by the Blue Jays, and they couldn't keep it alive as the block and the ball stayed on their side of the court, so Holton gets a point to pull even here at 1-1.
They just hit the pole on the side of the net and couldn't keep it alive. And I'm curious to hear your thoughts on, ball goes over to the JV court, do you like it to stay alive, or it's kind of been something that me and Brandon have been kind of going back and forth with?
I understand why they stopped play. It's for safety reasons,
sure.
But it is a big inconvenience and a frustration at times. Here's Dieters in the back row and a bit of a hole. Sebeva scrambles twice to keep it off the floor, but it falls, and the Wildcats have their first lead at 2-1. Grace Etzel will serve it a second time. Etzel missed a little bit of this season for the Holton Lady Cats, their main setter, one of their seniors. Sebeva will set this one over, and the hit by Scobie across the net. Dug out. Holton will set it over to Schuster again. Goes up high, but it's blocked. Dug out of there by Miller. Back set. Here's Darcy Ashcraft getting an opportunity at the net. Sebeva digs that one out, but their third hit goes into the twine, unable to get it over. And after Sebeva got the first point, now it's Holton rattling off three straight.
And one thing I just noticed was the pink stripes on the volleyball as well. That's a nice little look for it.
Yeah, when they say pink out, they're not kidding around. They got balloons and tablecloths and, of course, all the attire. That's a short serve this time, dug out of there by Mary Lukert. The setter's Hayden. She gets it left side, and that's down. A kill by Scobie. Second kill for Hallie Scobie, and it stops a 3-0 to Holton run.
And so far, pretty clean ball by both teams so far. Hope to keep that up as 3-2 early.
Back to serve is Aaron Bolt for the Blue Jays and Coach Stevie right to the middle. Dug out by Cora Miller. Short set in the middle. Little dink by Schuster, but the Blue Jays are there. They set it a mile high. Spike from the back row, but not enough on the hit by Aaron Bolt. As that's into the net, and Holton leads 4-2.
So far, Sebeva's passes have not been the best. I mentioned a pretty clean play for the most part, but Sebeva cleaned up, tightened those passes up a little bit more.
Serve for Holton by Rin Dieters. Here's a Sebeva spike, and it's a kill. Just off the diving attempt of Grace Etzel and out of play. Blue Jays have pulled back within one, as Holton will substitute in Jade Phillips, the junior, to play the back row. Serving for the Blue Jays will be Jessica Gruber. Holton, a more experienced team, at least in terms of seniors on the roster as Gruber's serve goes into the net. He'll promptly check out, and in comes the libero for the Blue Jays, which is Cameron Duryea. Tabitha with only three seniors on their volleyball team this year for Coach Stevie. Here's Duryea with the dig, set to the middle short, and a hit across by Mary Lukert. Now it's at the net. Both teams volleying for control. It's hit hard by Hallie Scobie. Holton digs that one out. They get it over to Wilson, and Timber puts it down. A kill for Timber Wilson. And Holton stretches out now their largest lead of game one. It's 6-3.
And you talked about the experience of Tabitha, or inexperience, lack of experience there. Tabitha, I mean, they have a lot of promise down the road. I mean, there's still five games over 500. They're playing pretty good volleyball right now.
Good serve by Miller. The spike for Tabitha's Aubrey Schmelzling is into the net. So Holton now leading 7-3. And Coach Stevie will crouch down on this near side to our right. As Cora Miller, the Holton libero dressed in black with pink numerals, sends it deep to the back row. Now they set it to the right side, hit across by Scobie, and right in the middle, nobody there on that side of the court for the Wildcats. I think that's three kills for Hallie Scobie already. She's been the offense for the Jays.
Yes. Got away with kind of a pass that was a little bit behind her, and she still was able to adjust. That was very impressive by Scobie.
So Holton had a big lead of four. Now it's currently three, and here's Scobie to serve for the Blue Jays. Phillips is there with the dig. Etzel bumps it up, and it's at the net. Not a good bump or set opportunity. Etzel taps the top of her chest and says, that was my bad. Blue Jays within two, and another serve coming for Scobie. Scobie sends this one to Wilson. Etzel at the net will set it over to Fluelling, and she gets it through the block. First kill for Brooke Fluelling, who is one of eight, I believe. Nine seniors actually on this Holton Wildcat roster. Holton by three, leading 8-5. Here's the Blue Jays set. Nice spike and a good dig by Holton's Jade Phillips. Now hit across by Timber Wilson. Tabitha's there with Bolt. The high set. Here's Lukert on the attack. Down the left side. Good court vision there by Lukert. Saw nobody down that line to our left and gets the kill. Lukert will serve.
Yeah, the senior really showing her experience there with that high arcing pass and able to time it perfectly.
Blue Jays back within two. Again, these teams played in August. It was the first games for Holton. Tabitha had already played a few. Etzel back sets. Wilson winds up and put too much on it. Her hit too deep and out of bounds, and the Blue Jays are within one.
Yeah, she certainly put a lot on that one. I would hate to be in front of that thing. That was blazing down the line.
Mary Lukert to serve it again. This one's dug by Kaya Taylor. Etzel sets it over to Fluelling, and a big power kill. To the back row, Brooke Fluelling finds one just inside the line, and the Wildcats maintain their lead.
And a tough play by Fluelling. That ball was moving very fast horizontally, very difficult to adjust, but able to take care of business.
Deborah Wilson serves, barely got it over, and it's an ace as a diving Hallie Scobie couldn't pop it up over the net. And an ace for Timber Wilson, who will serve again with Holton ahead 10-7 here against Tabitha in set number one. Another good serve by Wilson. This one bumps up, now set, and almost out of bounds, trying to bring it back in play, and Bolt does get it over. Holton sets it over to Schuster, or excuse me, that's Rin Dieters, and she gets the kill. Rin Dieters, a junior, and Holton leads by four. Matches their biggest lead. They were up 7-3 early on, now leading 11-7. Back set, a little dink, that is down and in. Good decision by Aubrey Schmelzley there. Although maybe there was a net violation. Yeah, apparently Schmelzley went across her end of the net there, and Holton's going to get the point.
Yeah, I think it was actually the under part of her arm that actually touched the net. She had to reach pretty far over to make that play.
So Holton leads 12-7. That's a hit dug out of there by Wilson. Etzel sets up and again down the line, but this time Ren Dieters misfires. And the point will go to the Blue Jays to bring Jessica Gruber back in to play the front row. Serving for Tabitha is Aubrey Schmelzley. Blue Jays down by four. Good serve. Diving save by Miller. The little dink, and the Blue Jays can't return it as the dink by Ren Dieter catches Tabitha off guard there near the net, and it pulls it up five again at 13-8.
Yeah, that was impressive. She made contact with the ball as she was falling down, kind of, she didn't push it up because it was a legal hit, but able to get it up while the blocker was going down.
Set over to Gruber, big hit by Jessica. Holton able to dig it out. They set it up, and the spike by Brent Peters dug out by Stepetha. Great dig by the Blue Jays in the back row. Williams there. Now Taylor bumps it, and Wilson hits it across for Holton. Stepetha will rush to set it. That's Hayden. And a big spike off the Holton defender and out of play. A kill for Aaron Bolt, who is one of a couple sophomores that are in this starting varsity rotation for Coach Stevie here this year. For Alexia Hayden again. Back set and the hit by Holton Renditers. Stepetha back to get it on the back row. Third hit, can't quite get enough on it. Good hustle and effort, but the ball hit twice away from the net. And now we get a timeout for the first time here tonight. We'll step away. It's Holton 14 and Stepetha 9 and set 1. Big 7 League Volleyball continues in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
South Holton Temp Controlled Mini Storage has open units for valuables that can't resist cold or heat. Check out three sizes of the temp controlled and insect-free storage units. Call John McManigal at 969-6400 for South Holton Temp Controlled Mini Storage, located in the former Eagles Lodge.
Lasting Impressions of Holton provides custom products to help you build your business image. Sports teams stand out and organizations shine. We offer screen printing, embroidery, banners, vinyl decals, and many other promotional products. Open Monday through Saturday in Holton or online at lastingimpressionsofks.com.
This is Kansaland Country.
Well, Stepetha's only lead is 1-0 in this first set. Holton has led a couple times by 5, and they'll have the serve here ahead 14-9. Justin Kluckjer and Sleppy back with you. Holton on the serve, set by Hayden, right side to Bolt, down the line, dug out by the Cats, actually went over the net. Holton scrambling, a long hit cross court, saved by Stepetha. Now the back set, here comes Scobie. That one's dug by Holton, kept alive and hit across by Edsel. Taken by Schmelzley in the back row, short set middle, big hit by Gruber, that's blocked by Holton. Cats keep it alive. Excel bat sets. Here's Darcy Ashcraft. Can't put it away. Stepetha diving out of bounds and could not keep that ball in play. Good hustle by Aaron Bolt, one of the tallest players at 5'11" in this matchup. But Holton gets the point, and they now lead by 6. That's a short serve, barely over the net. Set goes to the left side. Scobie hits it across for Stepetha. Edsel pushes this one across on hit number 2 for Holton. Now to the right side, it's Scobie again. Dug out of there by Miller. Punch near the net. Ashcraft has it. And out of bounds on Holton's side. It's 15-10. Wildcats lead, but Stepetha getting the point in the serve here.
Yeah, war at the net. That was a tough play for both players. And able to get the point at Stepetha. A much-needed point. Because right now, Blue Jays are trying to get some momentum here. Some of their passes at the net haven't been the best. They're trying to get back right.
Stepetha with the serve, down at 5-5, 15-10, and Holton's first hit nearly goes out of bounds and close to the net. The Wildcats couldn't pull it out of there. It's 15-11.
Yeah, hit that side judge from the junior varsity match there. Can't really play it off that.
So JV is Stepetha against Hiawatha. That's the first JV match. It's Holton leading Stepetha 15-11 in the varsity first set. Ashcraft can't put it away, but near the net, hit by Stepetha, blocked out of bounds off of Schuster and the Wildcats. We talked about Stepetha having a couple sophomores. Holton has Elizabeth Schuster and Kaya Taylor, a couple sophomores as well in the varsity group. Blue Jays have gotten themselves back in it here, down only 3. Bolt with the serve to the far side, not a good first hit, but Edsel keeps it up, and Miller hits it across. Bolt in the back row, the set by Hayden, the spike. Kept alive by Holton. At the net, it's Edsel that'll send it deep to the back row. Retreating to Schmelzley to get it. The back set by Hayden. The spike across by Scobie. Now Holton will bump it a mile high. Here's a little dink across, and that is good for Ren Dieters. As instead of the big power kill, she went finesse and finds the volleyball to the other side on the floor.
Hayden had a shot at that, but she thought someone in the back line was going to get it. Nobody was there, so Holton gets the point.
Through to the Wildcats by Ren Dieters. Stepetha sets it up, hit across by Lukert, and that's just inside the back row line. Good hit by Mary Lukert. And Stepetha's within 3 as they were a moment ago. It's now 16-13. Again, Stepetha's only lead was 1-0. Holton then went ahead 3-1, and the Wildcats haven't relinquished that lead since. Jessica Gruber's first serve was an error tonight. This one is good. Edsel sets it up for the Cat. Pepper Wilson! Big spike from the front right to the back left corner, and the Wildcats lead by four.
That is a momentum-changing spike right there. That's what will get you going right there.
Serve for the libero, Cora Miller. She's a junior. Short step to the middle, hit across by Lukert. Nice dig by Miller. Hetzel goes to get it to the near side. It's hit across by Dieters. Sabatha digs it out. Back set and the hit blocked, but it stays on Holton's side as Scobie gets it through. The Holton attempts to block there near the net, and again, the Blue Jays have the serve down just three.
Yeah, so Welling tried to get that block, but the hit on it wasn't quite fast enough, wasn't able to get it back over the net.
Scobie with the serve. Hetzel scrambles to get it from the back row. It's hit across by Cora Miller. Hayden will set this one to the far left. Going up high. This is blocked at the net on Lukert's attempt. And now tapped at the net by Timber Wilson. Blue Jays keep it alive. Third hit. Lukert hits it across. Here's a dig by Miller. Etzel back sets. Ashcraft put it away. Missed some time in her career with the knee injury and still playing with the brace. But senior Darcy Ashcraft with the kill. The Cats lead 18-14. Served by Ashcraft. Kept it alive by Bolt. That was a deep, deep serve. And then miscommunication. Nobody for Sabatha went for the ball on hit number three, and Holton leading 19-14 as we get to the latter part of set number one.
Yeah, being behind the net, you can kind of see the ball, as it didn't have any spin on it, really knuckled, made it a difficult time to return, and they weren't able to.
Here's an ace serve, a diving attempt, but Lukert couldn't keep it alive, so Ashcraft got the kill, and now an ace, and Holton has taken their biggest lead of this set. 20-14, the Wildcats ahead. Ashcraft serves. Bolt's trying to keep that one alive, and the Blue Jays hit it out of bounds. For that first hit, Bolt's kind of checking with their coaches, asking if those serves would have been going out. Some indecisiveness. She had to hit it near her head, and Holton leads 21-14. Sabatha will get this one set up, but pushed across by Lukert off the deflection of Epsilon out of bounds off the catch.
Yeah, those serves, those were nasty. I feel like I'm looking at a fastball or a knuckleball from R.A. Dickey up here, which trying to step into one of those. But great serves, but Blue Jays able to finally break through and get a point.
Lukert will serve. Sabatha really needing to get on a run here now. It's Wilson. Nice diving one-hand save by Lukert. Punched across by Bolt. Holton will set it to the middle. Here's Flewelling. And that one wasn't deflected. It was out, but it was deflected as one of the Blue Jays got a hand on it. And Holton will have the point. Now just three tallies away from a win in game one. It's 22-15. Deborah Wilson serving. Holton took a 3-1 lead and have not looked back. After that, this one sent across. And the setter, Alexia Hayden, with a nice play there for the Blue Jays. 22-16.
I think Hayden said that that ball hit her forearm there. She was pointing at her forearm, and I think that's what happened there.
Sabatha with only seven girls. They only have one sub on varsity here for this matchup against Polson. Hetzel sets Flewelling. That's blocked. Hetzel sends it right back over the net. We got a whistle and a violation. Net violation against Polson on Flewelling, it looked like. So it's 22-17. Aubrey Schmelzley serving for the Blue Jays. Still needing points. Taylor with the dig. Hetzel sets it up. And the hit by Ren Dieters. Kept alive, Sabatha mile high, now hit over by Bolt. Holton will set it short to the back row. This one's tapped across by Cora Miller. Sabatha sets it, but the hit goes out of bounds, wide left, as Hayden got it over to Scobie that time, and she missed fires. It's 23-17.
Yeah, now Sabatha has to win 8 of the next 10 points just to extend into extra points.
Brooke Flewelling, sir. Holton's serving has been great. I don't think they've had an error here in game one. Here's a dig by Flewelling. Hetzel sets it a mile high, and it hit down. It hit the net, went on across. Bryn Dieters will get credit for the kill, and it's game points here for the Cats.
It's a good thing you said that right after the serve, because then it'd be one of those broadcaster jinx.
I guess it still could happen here. Flewelling tried to put it away, and a great serve by her. Here's the set by Hayden, backwards to the right. Bolt tips it, dug out by Taylor, kept alive by Hetzel. Near the net, actually across the net. Now Holton pops it up, and Hetzel sets it for Schuster in the middle. That one's done by the Blue Jays, but they can't hit it over. A tough dig in the back row went between Gruber and Hayden, and Holton victorious in the first set as they beat the Blue Jays 25-17. Again, Sabatha's only lead was 1-0. Holton took the advantage, and they take the win. 25-17, the final will step away here for 90 seconds, returning in a minute and a half on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for a quality new or pre-owned vehicle with hometown service like none of the rest? Look no further than Foster Ford in Holton. We take pride in serving Northeast Kansas for over 50 years. If we don't have exactly what you're looking for, feel free to let us know so we can get it for you. Stop in and see for yourself why people choose us and return time and time again. We are located on Highway 75 in Holton. Just stop in and visit with Ray, Scott, Lonnie, or me, Jordan Foster at Foster Ford in Holton today. You can also view all of our inventory online at fosterfordinc.com.
Join GN Bank in Horton this Friday from 11:30 to 1 for a community appreciation free lunch. Swing by our drive-thru where you will find our staff serving a delicious pulled pork lunch that can be enjoyed on the go. We hope to see you Friday the 14th from 11:30 to 1 at GN Bank, 110 East 8th Street in Horton. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow.
Life is short, but don't be someone who shortens the life of another. Every day, 6 emergency responders die because a motorist has decided it's too much effort to slow down and move into another lane. At any given time, the team at Moron Collision Repair will have 1 to 3 drivers out on the highways and interstates assisting stranded people. Out of concern for our drivers and the law enforcement officers, we ask you to do your part. Please, obey the law and save lives. Slow down and move over.
This is Kansaland Country.
Along with studio engineer Colin Feldkamp, I'm Justin Fluke alongside Jared Sleppy. We're streaming online on the Holton and Sabetha channels tonight. Just visit mscsports.net, click listen live, and select the Holton channel. I believe we have Sabetha and perhaps the Hiawatha when we're trying to do all of them if we don't overload the system here tonight. Holton takes game 125-17. Your thoughts, Jared?
Yeah, Holton, they did a fantastic job of playing mistake-free volleyball. That was the biggest thing. They made some great serves, didn't make many mistakes, and when they had opportunities to get some kills down, they took advantage.
Holton will start with the serve here in game number 2. Wildcats ended up winning by 8. Took them a while to kind of pull away in that first set. Now, Sabetha will set it left side to Gruber. Holton digs it out. Etzel sets it up, and the hit by Ren Dieters. Now Sabetha's spike across, kind of pushed over by Aaron Bolt. Here's Schuster in the middle. That's partially blocked. Scrambled by Luker to keep it alive. And now the spike by Bolt again. Holton digs it out. Over to Dieters, who puts it down. Ren Dieters. We haven't seen the volleyball go back and forth over the net really more than maybe 4 times. No real long volleys so far yet here tonight.
Yeah, I think it's mainly because it speaks to how well Holton is playing. When they're, like I said, they're taking advantage when they have an opportunity to send one down.
Wildcats lead 1-0 as Grace Etzel serves. Here's Bolt with the hit, but way too deep and out of bounds. And instead of trailing 1-0 in game 1, Holton has jumped ahead 2-0 here in set 2. Etzel to serve it again. Deep to the back row to Luker. It's set by Hayden. Over to Gruber. Blocked right back down. That's Schuster and Ashcraft combining at the net there for the Wildcats.
Yeah, I think the sophomore Schuster got most of that. That was very well done. She gets so high above the net. Very impressive stuff.
They list her at 5'11". She may be close to 6 foot. Pretty talented underclassman for sure. Here's a spike from the back row by Schmelzley. Dug out of there by Etzel. Ashcraft brings it back, and it's hit over by Miller. Dug out by Luker. Set by Hayden. And a big hit, but into the net. As Bolt's wanting that one to be up just a little bit higher, she communicates with her setter, and Holton is leading 4-0.
And like I said, Sabetha struggling a little bit with getting their passes right where they need to be.
Sabetha near the net will tap it across, and the setter finds a little gap on the right side. That's Hayden. It's a good play, and Alexi will serve for the Blue Jays, who are on the board after Holton scored the first 4.
A mistake by Wildcats on that return, just sent it a little bit too far, so that capitalizes.
Serve dug out of there by Miller. Nice bump high. And the spike in the back row by Wilson. Sabetha digs it out. Hayden back sets it. Little miscommunication, but Bolt hits it over. Set near the net. Set by big hit there by Dieters. Off the Etzel set. Now a power hit by the Blue Jays. It's out of bounds. Aaron Bolt starting to get a little bit more frustrated as they're timing off just a bit there on a couple spike attempts for the Blue Jays sophomore.
I say Schmelzley had a heck of a dig, though, to set that up.
Peter serves, the Blue Jays dive to keep it alive, and then hit it across by Scobie. Sabetha gets it right back, pushed over by Hayden. To the back row, Miller is there. Etzel sets it up, here's Ashcraft, just missed the line. It's wide right, And it's a score of 5-2 in favor of the Wildcats.
There's hardly been any free balls sent over from either team today. They're Holton had an opportunity to capitalize within that time.
Jade Phillips into the back row for Holton. Serving for the Blue Jays is Bolt. They're listed at 5'11", too, so that's a couple 5'11 sophomores out there. And Sabetha doesn't sub much. As mentioned, just one reserve player on the bench. Spike by Miller in the back row. The Blue Jays hit it, but into the net and can't pull it out of there. As Holton out in front, 6-2, and won the first game, 25-17.
I believe that was Miller. She was a good 6-7 feet beyond the attack line, still able to get it in a good spot.
Miller will go at the running jump serve approach. Hit by Schmelzley, brought back in play by Gruber from the back row. It's pushed across by Bolt. Now Etzel's back row set to Miller. Sabetha trying to get out of the way. Miscommunication players collide, but it's hit across nicely by Luker. Now Holton will send it across. A free hit there by Timber Wilson. Sabetha back sets to the right. That's a block. Kobe, Blue Jays tried twice and then three times, but can't keep it alive. And I think Bolt, did she hit her head on the floor or something there? She's a little getting up after diving for that loose ball.
Yeah, definitely heard something hit the floor. I don't know if that was her head or not, but yeah, she's down right now.
Well, let's hope not. Aaron Bolt, a little bit of pain, kind of hunched over on the near side of the court.
Yeah, she's holding the back of her head. I think it was her head that slammed on the floor. That's not fun. Been there before.
7-2 is the Holton lead. We mentioned Sabetha perhaps have to pull a player from a JV court or something over. They do have the libero on the bench, so they're able to bring in Cameron Duryea here. And we'll see if Aaron Bolt is okay. She takes a seat on the bench. That's a couple good diving attempts, but seems like so many times that first hit for Sabetha, that first pass has kind of been the struggle. They haven't got a lot of just real clean set spike opportunities.
Absolutely. They got to make sure, I mean, they're down by five here and down one set to none. You have to execute on the play.
Miller with a great serve, dug out of there by Schmelzley. Sabetha sets it over to Luker, down the line, dug by Etzel, up near the net. Wow, how did Deborah Wilson keep that one in? I didn't think she had a chance to save it inside that antenna.
Yeah, and she didn't even hit it that good either. Kind of just flipped off her fingers and somehow able to find an empty spot.
Good job by Timber Wilson to put Holton ahead. Now 8-2 here in the second set. Miller again with a nice serve. Dug by Schmelzley. Set over the net. Blue Jays, though, have it returned by Ashcraft. Hayden set the last one over the net. She sets this one up. Lukert, a big running jump approach and a big hit. As Mary Lukert showing the vertical leap. And a much-needed point there for the Jays.
They needed that badly. Like you said, it's now a lead. He's now cut down to five. It's still pretty early here in the second set. Certainly can get back in.
Holton scored the first four. Now they lead 8-3. Jessica Gruber will put it in play. Good short serve. Two Holton players collide going for it. The set goes to Flewelling. Tries the two-handed pass over the net. Now Luker down the left line. Nice diving save by Miller for the Cats. Now Miller from the back row on the third hit gets it over. Two Blue Jays collide again, but it's a block by Holton and out of bounds off Timber Wilson. Great hustle there by Cora Miller. The Blue Jays able to win that point. 8-4. Gruber will serve it again. That's in the Navy Blues here on the near side. The better record, both league and overall, coming into tonight against Holton, who's under 500. Miller from the back row, another spike deflected by Sabetha. Kept alive, Lukert, and now bumped backwards over the net by Schmelzley. Etzel back sets Ashcraft. Goes up high, but a nice dig by Scobie. Now on the third hit, the Blue Jays push it from the back row. Llewellyn's there. The set goes over to Wilson. Timber! And punishing the volleyball on that spike right in the middle of the court.
It's exactly what you have to do on a free ball. And things have really been going Holton's way today.
9-4. Sabetha will turn right around and face Hiawatha. They're doing some concussion-type symptom checking with Bolt here on the Blue Jay bench, shining a light into her eyes, making her follow some actions and movements and such, and checking on her. Sabetha, meanwhile, short step middle. Big hit there, put away by Aubrey Schmelzley. And the Blue Jays come back here within 4 points. Sabetha's not used a timeout. Holton's not used a timeout tonight. Sabetha did use one back in game one. Holton leads, Blue Jays serve. Allie Scobie. And an air serve. Tried to send it to the left back corner, but air melded a bit. Now the score doubled up, a nickel to a dime. Deborah Wilson will serve for the Wildcats in their pink unis tonight. It's a pink out night. Plenty of fan support on senior night and all nine of the Wildcat volleyball seniors for Coach Bontrager. Deborah Wilson is ready. Here is her serve. Taken in the middle by the libero, Duryea. Back bump by Scobie. Big hit by Luker. Dug out of there by Miller. Etzel sets it up. Hit by Dieters. Dug by Duryea again. Set. This time Luker. Off the deflection. A diving save by Miller. Set it almost out of bounds. Taylor can't bring it back in play as the Blue Jays win at that point. Pretty nice job setting there by Alexia Hayden for the Blue Jays.
Miller has been everywhere on the court except for the other side of the court. She's been phenomenal.
He is a dig master, huh?
Absolutely.
It's going to be an ace serve as Tolton, off a one-hand punch hit, cannot keep the ball alive. The Blue Jays are within 3 points here at 10-7.
That might be the first ace of the day for Sabetha.
Good news for the Blue Jays, Jared, is back to the floor is Erin Bolts. So great sign. They checked her out. Thankfully, it wasn't the NFL concussion protocol here tonight, or she's probably done for a week, right?
Yeah.
Can't be too safe, though. Here's a little dink and a nice decision there by Ren Dieters just to poke that one across on the front left side, and Holton leads by 4.
And the decision-making of Holton at the net has been really good in terms of just sending, little, like you said, little dinks over or really just trying to send it down.
Brooks Llewellyn with the serve. Scobie. Now Hayden steps to the back row. Luker hits it across. Wilson gets underneath it. Etzel sets it a mile high. Here's Dieters again. Bang, bang, bang. Bryn Dieters. Holton leads 12-7. Llewellyn, kind of a spinning serve. Blue Jays trying to keep it alive off the scores table over there, and they can't as Holton has an 8 and now leads 13-7.
Quickly getting back to the line to serve another one. They got all the momentum right now.
Llewellyn, this one goes backwards. Blue Jays in trouble. Luker tries to bring it back and play, and she does, and it's hit over by Schmelzley. Good recovery by the Blue Jays. Torch set, Schuster. This one's dug out by Duryea. Hayden sets it over. Here's Bolt back in there. Can't put it away. Holton able to save it. Llewellyn pushes it across. Now at the net. It's set high in the middle. Big hit, Mary Luker. As the Blue Jays win that point, Gruber will return, and Sabetha needs to rattle off a few here. They're down by a handful.
Middle point of the set, Sabetha, they're going to make a run. Now is the time to do it, as the set can't get too late. And a 5-point difference here in this part of the set, much different than later in the set.
Aubrey Schmelzley, a serve into the net. And while we talk about Holton not having any, I think that's probably about 4 air serves by the Blue Jays.
Around there, and you cannot make those mistakes down by now 6. In the second set, already down 1-0.
Grace Etzel to serve here for the Wildcats, leading 14-8. Lukert is there. Hayden sets it to the middle. The hit almost blocked by Holton on the attempt by Bolt. And now Lukert digs another one. Hayden sets back row. Lukert able to hit it across. Now a good net play there by Jessica Gruber. She was, of course, our big winner in the Mograth Burn Gas and Spin Cash Summer Giveaway. Jessica Gruber, this is about the senior.
Wondering when you would bring that up.
Don't think she spent the $1,000 cash yet. She put it in her savings account for college. What a responsible young lady. Maybe working on spending that $500 fuel card, though, I think, to Berwick Oil Company. Here's a hit by Miller, dug out by the Blue Jays. She's trailed by 5. A hit by Scobie, dug out by Holton. Schuster bumps it up, and it's hit across by Dieters. Nice diving save by Bolt. Back set, and a tap over by Scobie. Holton at the net, gets it over to Ashcraft. That's dug out by the Blue Jays' Schmelzley. Set to the back row. Luker able to spike it. Now it's set over to Holton, and the Dieters goes down the line. It's dug again by Schmelzley. 2 Blue Jays there on the hit. Tapped over with the left hand by Bolt. Now Holton scrambling. It's a mile high by Miller. Hit twice. And off Gruber the wrong direction as Holton wins one of the longer volleys that we've had. The Wildcats lead 15-9.
And when you have the momentum, those longer volleys start to really lean in your favor when you're able to execute as well as they are at the net. And Holton is able to execute.
Serve by Dieters, and it's going to be an ace. Out of bounds to the left by Aubrey Schmelzley. As, again, that first pass has been a bit of a struggle for the Blue Jays in the back row here this season.
It's just a testament to how good these serves have been for the Wildcats as well. We've already seen a bunch of aces and some where they've forced Bethany to scramble a lot as well.
Sabetha currently third in the Big 7 League behind only Nemaha and Hiawatha, who they'll face coming up next. And this hit by the Blue Jays goes wide right, out of bounds. Colton's got their biggest lead in the second set. Now ahead 17-9. Dieters with a third straight serve to the back row middle. Luker, Hayden back steps it short. Bolt hits it across. Miller's there. Etzel sets back to Ashcraft. Blocked. Kept alive by Etzel. Ashcraft sets it up. Wilson taps it deep to the back row. Luker gets it ahead to Hayden. Set over left. Bolt. Boy, that might have been going out. Miller instead hit it. Now it's Schuster, unable to put it away for the Cats. Backs it over the net by Sabetha. Here's Holton on the attack. It's Wilson. Timber! Oh, and Sabetha returned it! Sabetha returned it! What a play by Luker! Now Miller and the point continues. Holton on the third hit. Miller blocked. Holton trying to pull it out of the net. They can. A phenomenal point. And what a dig by Aubrey Schmelzley and Mary Lukert on the back line for the Jays.
Yeah, I think after all that, those fantastic digs, I think Sabetha earned that point. That was unbelievable to keep that play alive.
Phenomenal volley there. Looked like Wilson was going to put one away for Holton, and the Blue Jays kept digging it out. Coach Stevie telling her server here, Bolt, where she wants her to send it. See if she can do that. She points to the back left corner. And that's where the ball goes, but too far out in that back left corner. They're trying to position the serve to a certain spot, but an untimely, again, air serve, as Jared mentioned, makes it 18-10.
Yeah, down by this many points, I don't know if being that aggressive on the serve is the play there.
Serve by Miller, Blue Jays keep it alive, hit across by Scobie. Now Etzel sets over to Wilson, Timber has a block, but on the Blue Jays' side, as she gets it in front of Gruber and Scobie there at the net. And now Holton ahead 19-10 here in Game 2. The Wildcats took the opening set 25-17. Cora Miller, running jump serve. Wolf dig, set, over to Lukert on the left. Gets it across, Miller dig. Whistle, violation.
Up against the net, yeah, Sabetha is trying to bring that ball back. It was a little bit too far in front of the net, trying to set it backwards and ended up touching the net.
Miller in the black jersey with the pink numerals. Kind of some pink camo underneath that black libero top. Looks sharp, doesn't it? That's the back steps. Here's Gruber on the right side, and her hit's out of bounds. A bit too long. And Holton's ahead now by double digits, leading 21-10. Miller will serve a fourth straight point for the Wildcats. It'll be Sabetha against Ty Wathen in our next matchup here this evening. Miller with the serve. Bumps up, and now hit again by Schmelzley, and Lukert sends it across. Jade Phillips is there. The set goes over to Wilson, cross court, kept alive by Bolt, and Lukert over the net. Nope, it stayed on Sabetha's side as Llewellyn was there at the net to make sure it didn't come across.
I mentioned that winning at the net for the Wildcats all day long includes the defensive side where they've been getting a lot more blocks than Sabetha has today.
Miller again holds it 3 points away from a match victory. Luker down the line. Etzel digs it. Llewellyn bumps it way high. Hit across by Wilson. Bolts is there. Hayden sets it up. Luker on the attack. A big approach perfect there and puts it down hard.
And they needed that. There's still a long ways to go. They have to win 14 of the next 17 points in order to keep this alive.
Glad you're here because I would have needed a calculator. Serving will be Jessica Gruber. Sabetha needs no errors the rest of the way for sure. Wilson at the net. Set Ashcraft from the front left to the bottom right. Darcy Ashcraft the kill, and it's 23-11.
And I love that play because now Holton, they're up by so much and they're nearing finishing off this match. They can be more aggressive where they want to put their spot.
Ashcraft will serve. Again, Holton took the opening set 25-17. Looking for their 13th victory of the year, the Wildcats here tonight. Almost an eighth serve. Bolt able to dig it. Now Bolt from the back row. Hit by Llewellyn near the net and not able to pull it out of there is Etzel. Llewellyn didn't get a clean block and Etzel couldn't scramble to keep it off the floor. It's 23-12.
Yeah, I think Holton today just is overall getting a big boost. All the vibes in here with senior night and everything like that, all the festivities, the tank, I mean, everything about it. Just making this team play at its best.
Set by Etzel. Here's Wilson! Too far, out of bounds. Another big windup, but a bit too much pepper on that attack. Lead is 10. Sabetha currently in the Big 7, setting 7-4. Holton is currently 4-6 in the Big 7 standing. Wildcats get it across. Now blowing at the net, and the Blue Jays going to get this point as Holton is called for a lift there on that hit by Llewellyn. It was down close to the floor. 23-14. Blue Jays serve. This is Scobie. Etzel near the net. Punches it across. Popped up by Sabessa, and then a hit. Did it catch the line on the right side? And Holton was in the net anyway. The Blue Jays get another point, and Scobie will serve again. Scobie from the middle. Phillips bumps it over the net and saying thank you very much as Aubrey Schmelzley with an easy tap back down to pull within seven.
The Beth are playing their best ball right now, but it might be too little too late.
23-16, Blue Jays serve. Again, it's Scobie. Dug by Miller in the back row. Etzel sets up Miller. She comes towards the net. She puts it on the line. Just barely caught that back line, and it's match point here now for the Cats.
It's really incredible. Her athleticism getting way above the net. Again, working from beyond the attack line to get that one down.
Now, Miller's still good at digging, but when you have a player like that that can spike playing that back row as well, that's just kind of an extra little weapon. And here's an ace serve for the victory as two Blue Jays collide trying to get the serve returned. And Holton wins game two, 25-16. So 25-17, 25-16, Holton defeating Sabessa. We're going to step away for 3 minutes and return to recap this match here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, my name is Sarah, and I am a health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha. I specialize in developing lifestyle programs for patients that want to lose weight and reach their health goals. My job is to educate, encourage, and challenge our patients to eat well, move well, and think well. Our recommendations are evidence-based and designed to teach patients the habits of health necessary to achieve long-term results. I enjoy working with patients and helping them stay accountable for their goals. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness for your free consultation.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student-athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Dr. Ryan Carr, orthopedic surgeon, is now seeing patients at Holton Community Hospital. Dr. Carr is a board-certified and fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeon who specializes in disorders of the shoulder, hip, and knee. Dr. Carr performs joint replacement and advanced arthroscopic reconstruction surgeries, as well as fracture management. For more info or to schedule an appointment, call 785-364-9681 or visit HoltonHospital.com for more info. Personalized care with hometown heart. That's Holton Community Hospital, where you can count on care close to home.
Shop now and save on select in-stock Ferris mowers at Heinen Repair and Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment during their 2022 model year-end clearance sale. Ferris, the only brand with patented independent suspension, smoother ride, extended mower life, and more consistent cut. Right now at Heinen, you can get as low as 0% financing with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Save now on Ferris mowers at Heinen Repair, south of Valley Falls, and now in Lawrence, Heinen Repair Outdoor Power Equipment. Learn more at HeinenRepair.com and HeinenOPE.com.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at LifetimeHolton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
This is Kansaland Country.
Welcome back with studio engineer Colin Feldkamp. I'm Justin Fluke alongside Jared Sleppy. We're one match in, And a couple matches to go as the home host of the Triangular in this Big 7 affair tonight. The Holton Wildcats take the match, winning 25-17 and 25-16 against the Sabetha Blue Jays. So Sabetha winning in three sets back in late August. But Holton today trailed 3-1, Jared, in game one. Then they went ahead, they trailed 1-0, but Holton went ahead 3-1 and never trailed again. And then Holton started 4-0 in the second game and never looked back. Overall thoughts, I guess, is Holton seemed pretty comfortable through those two-set victories against Sabetha.
They sure did. I mean, on senior night, I mean, you could just tell that they were playing with an extra fire because of that, but they played mistake-free volleyball. Hardly ever did they – I don't think they made a single mistake on those serves. I think we brought that up a few times. They dodged the broadcaster's jinx, which is impressive in its own right, but they were taking advantage of opportunities at the net when they were presented with some kills. They were able to take advantage, also getting some great blocks up front. Cora Miller, she was flying all over the place. She looked incredible from beyond the back line, and Brooke Dwelling as well, able to get some very nice kills up front, and overall just a dominant match.
So again, Holton victorious 25-17, 25-16. The Wildcat record is now 5-6 in the Big 7 League. They could get to 500. They'll have to beat Hiawatha later tonight. Overall, Holton's record is now 13-15. The Wildcats, by the way, have a tournament next coming up Saturday at Sabetha, the Sabetha Invitational, and then one more league triangular that'll be at Jeff West 1 week from tonight for the Holton Wildcats. For Sabetha with the loss, now 7-5, but still pretty comfortable in the number three spot right now behind Nemaha and Hiawatha in the Big 7 League. The Blue Jays overall record stands at 17 wins and now 13 losses on the year for Coach Stevie. And Sabetha will play the next match coming up against Hiawatha, a team that they have lost to twice, but in three sets. Actually, no, they're 1-1, aren't they, Jared? Do I have
that
right?
Yeah, that's what I have, yep.
Okay.
1-1, yep.
But both went three sets. So Hiawatha and Sabetha coming up, their third meeting of the year, and they each have a win against each other, and they all went three sets. So that's what is on tap. Then they're going to have the senior night and the pink out festivities. And then the final match tonight will be Holton against Hiawatha. Not only Holton wearing pink, but Hiawatha sporting the pink uniforms with Coach Brenda Siebenmorgan here tonight as well. I know a lot of these Big 7 League volleyball coaches have a pretty good camaraderie, respect, and friendship between them both on and off the court. So Hiawatha playing their part in pink out night here at Holton this evening. So we're still about 15 minutes away from Sabetha and Hiawatha right now. Sabetha just relaxed on the bench, trying to kind of regroup a little bit and get ready for their second and final match of the night against the Hiawatha Redhawks. Anything else, Jared, before we step away? I know it's another busy week. High school football already going to week number seven.
Yeah, before we get to that, though, I want to talk about the standings because you mentioned that starting to get pretty close there in third place. I mean, Sabetha, this is their final triangular. They do have a very important matchup after the Sabetha Invitational at Royal Valley. And if Sabetha, if they lose again today, they'll be 7-6. And if Royal Valley and Holton, if they start playing a little bit better, they could possibly get jumped. So it's starting to get a little bit crowded there from 3-5. But what you're talking about for high school football, man, I'm super excited for the game that I'm doing at Nemaha Central and Riley County, getting to see Cooper Hikes play in action. Man, he is fun to watch, and he plays with a lot of fire. I hear he talks with a lot of smack, so I'm looking forward to seeing that on both sides of the ball. And he's just unbelievable right now. He is 10th in the entire country, or not the country, the state, among all classifications in rushing yards, and he has 25 touchdowns. Just unbelievable player. Looking forward to seeing that. It's going to be a lot of fun.
So Nemaha on the air on Friday night on 92.1 KMZA, and we'll have Holton and Hayden here on 103.9 for high school football coming up. Of course, that's a huge matchup as well.
Oh, yeah.
Both teams are state ranked, only one combined loss, and a big rivalry in the Battle of Wildcats there. Holton and Hayden will be on 103.9 coming up Friday night for high school football. Don't forget this week, the next couple of nights, our football locker room chats air just shy of 5:30 as we talk to high school football coaches across Northeast Kansas on Kansaland Radio, get their thoughts on last week's games and this week's coming matchups. Our locker room chats air at 5:30 on Kansaland Radio and are always posted online at msesports.net. We're going to send it back to our studios for about 10 minutes or so, a couple more commercial sponsors to thank, and a couple country songs as well before we return. We'll have Sabetha versus Hiawatha, our second volleyball match in this Big 7 Triangular, in about 10 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.